The Challenge of Sleep, Part 3. Sleep is sleep, and meditation is meditation. If it is beyond what is necessary, sleep is friendship with ignorance. Meditation is always friendship with illumination. Sri Chinmoy. Meditation is our heightened, intensified, and expanded conscious awareness. Sleep is the suspension of our conscious awareness. Meditation and sleep are incompatible and mutually exclusive. Certainly, we can experience spiritually significant, inspiring, and uplifting dreams while asleep. However, such dreams and their messages must still be assimilated by our conscious meditation for us to gain any lasting benefits. Sri Chinmoy has called sleep death's little sister. Just as death forcibly interrupts the flow of our continuous spiritual progress from one lifetime to the next, so does sleep, though in a briefer timescale, from one day to the next, our temporary spiritual death. I shall not sleep, I shall not sleep in the sea of vast ignorance deep. I shall now run and dive and fly. I shall now touch my freedom sky. A poem by Sri Chinmoy. In the spiritual life, sleep represents ignorance. Whether we are physically asleeping or awake, whenever we are not spiritually conscious and aspiring, we are effectively enjoying ignorance sleep. A spiritual seeker must fight against sleep in all its forms: indulgence in indolence, comfort, and desire gratification, heeding the dictates of our body, vital, and mind over the urgings of our heart and soul. Sleep is not mere physical inactivity. It is the inactivity of our heart's cry for something ever finer, deeper, and higher. Sleep can be silence. Sleep can be violence. Sleep can express as the wildest rage of the vital, the loudest boasting of ego, the proudest proclamation of prejudice. To overcome spiritual sleep, tenderly nurture and fiercely treasure always your heart's cry for peace, love, light, and freedom. Let sleep sleep.